Chapter 11. Lying to Mr. Beebe, the Miss Allens, and Mrs. Honeychurch. The next afternoon, Mr. Beebe came to Windy Corner with some news for Lucy. He found her at the piano, playing Schumann.
"Miss Honeychurch," he said, "I've just seen your mother and Freddy. Freddy told me."
She closed the piano.
"Oh, he did?"
She sounded irritated.
"If I can say this, I think you have done the right thing," he said.
"My family don't agree."
"I'm very sorry for that,"
said Mr. Beebe gently.
"But Freddy didn't like Mr. Weiss that much, did he? I think he was worried that Cecil might take you away from him."
"Boys are so strange," said Lucy.
Seeing that Lucy did not really want to talk about Cecil, Mr. Beebe pulled an envelope from his pocket.
"Anyway, I have had a letter from the Miss Allens. That's why I came. You'll laugh when you read it."
"How interesting," said Lucy tiredly.
"They're going to Athens," he said, "and possibly on to Constantinople."
He began reading the letter. After a few words, Lucy's eyes widened.
"Going abroad? When do they start?"
"Next week, it says."
"Oh, how wonderful. I'd love to go with them. I've always wanted to go to Constantinople."
"Would your mother allow you to go so soon after Italy? You've only been home for 3 months."
"She must allow me," cried Lucy, pulling her fingers through her hair. "I have to go away."
"You mean after Mr. Weiss?"
"Yes, yes. I knew that you'd understand. I ended it because Cecil did not see me for who I am. He did not want me to know my own mind."
"I'm sorry," he said, "but I agree. I saw the same in him."
"Don't be sorry," she replied. "Cecil was very shocked and sad about it, but also very kind. I think that he learned something important from it, that I am a real woman who thinks and feels."
At this moment, Miss Bartlett came into the room.
"Tea!"
cried Mr. Beebe, jumping up, and he pushed Miss Bartlett out before him. When Mr. Beebe came back some hours later with Mrs. Honeychurch, Lucy was playing and singing to Freddy, who lay on the floor. Mrs. Honeychurch kissed her daughter.
"Hello, dear," she said.
"Mr. Beebe and I have talked. You can go to Greece, if the Miss Allens will have you."
"Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you," said Lucy.
But she stayed sitting at the piano.
"She seems happy," Mr. Beebe thought, "but not as happy as I hoped her to be."
The next day, Lucy and her mother went to visit the Miss Allens in their hotel in London. Their room was filled with guidebooks, small blankets, and other travel things.
They were happy for Lucy to join them.
"It is very good of Mr. Weiss to allow you to come," they said, "but maybe he will join you later."
Lucy said very little, and soon after she and her mother left.
"That's all right then," said Lucy.
But her mother was not happy.
"I should tell you, dear, that I don't understand why you haven't told your friends about Cecil."
"The Miss Allens talk too much," she said. "I'll tell them after we leave England."
"I don't like telling lies."
Lucy was silent. How could she say to her mother, "Because George Emerson kissed me, and if he hears about Cecil,
He may try to kiss me again. Of course, it was the truth, but she could not say it. They travelled back on the train without speaking, as heavy rain fell outside the window. Lucy knew that her mother was unhappy and confused by her plans to go to Greece. Mrs. Honeychurch did not understand why her daughter wanted to be with two old ladies thousands of miles away and not with her family. The carriage met them at Dorking Station and took them along the wet roads until they passed Sissy Villa. Lucy noticed that there were no lights on. "Is Sissy Villa empty again?" she called to the driver.
"Yes, miss," he replied. "It was too far from London for the young man, and his father's legs are bad again, so he can't live alone."
So the Emersons were gone, and Greece was not necessary. It was all a waste. Wasted plans, wasted money, wasted love. Lucy sat back as the carriage stopped at the rectory, where Miss Bartlett was joining them. Lucy and Mrs. Honeychurch got out as Miss Bartlett came forward from the house.
"Would it be possible for me to go to church?" she said. "The horses can wait for another 10 minutes. Mr. Beebe and his mother have already gone inside." "Yes, of course," replied Mrs. Honeychurch in a tired voice. "I forgot it was Friday. Let's all go."
"No church for me, thank you," said Lucy. Her mother sighed, and she and Miss Bartlett walked on to the church. Lucy went into the rectory and followed Mr. Beebe's maid to his office. As the maid opened the door, she heard her say,
"A lady wants to wait here, sir."
Lucy moved through to see old Mr. Emerson sitting by the fire with his foot on a chair.